In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Drake May post-game on his issues and the issues of the New England Patriots yesterday. And Curtis, you said you wouldn't blame him if he just said he wanted to sit the rest of this one out, Drake May.
Yeah, that was awful. He was awful. He wasn't good. But the entirety... Every time Tua dropped back, it was like a Parisian spa.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, that guy's open, but maybe I'll throw it a Waddle.
He was like giggling.
Right. It was like he just basically was playing touch football. Nobody was near him. And then every time Drake May dropped back to pass, it was after a holding call. It was after a false start. It was after his stupid tight end lined up on the defensive side of the ball. And he's under siege the entire game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking 10 penalties for 75 yards, but the neutral zone stuff, the guys that are moving before the snap, like over and over.
What has
and over
gotten
again,
better this it, year?
I mean,
Drake May,
the play of the quarterback.
I don't see it. Like, he's been pretty good since he arrived. I mean, to me, everything that you see watching a Patriots game has either been as bad or worse since the season started. Like, I don't see a trajectory. And when you go back to, like, Parcells, right? If you want to, let's ignore the Belichick because there's tensions high. Go back to Parcells, right? His first year here, they went 3-13.
Mm-hmm.
And then his next year, they won their, like, final five games entering the 95 season or 94 season. I forget which one it was. There was a clear momentum being built where early on they struggled, but there was a new coach, young quarterback that was growing. I don't get that feeling at all watching this.
The only thing that has gotten better, and you got to really, really squint your eyes to see it, and I know it's going to be shocking to people, is the play of your offensive line. Even though they're still bad.
Not from better from last season?
No, from the beginning of the season.
Oh, they were better the last couple weeks leading into this week. They were horrible yesterday. I mean, Curtis's question is, what's gotten better from last season?
Right.
As the season's gone along, either way.
I would only the quarterback then. From if you're going to say last season, it would be the quarterback. If you have the beginning.
Like special teams is all bad or worse. Like the kicker all of a sudden can't kick.
I will say I'm happy with how serious I think Drake May is taking it all, and I can't wait for Gerard to get here because I want to ask, there was a report after the game that in the locker room, a lot of guys on offense were joking around, like, it seemed like nobody cared that they had gotten absolutely blown out of that game.
Yeah.
And Drake was the only one in the locker room that seemed to be really upset about the loss. And if that's the case, if you're Drake May and you're looking around and you're like, I'm the best one on this team right now as a rookie and you guys are joking about it after. I mean, yeah, it's a report. It was Mark Daniels who's in those locker rooms. So I just, the vibe is off. And I know that you can laugh at that, but it just seems like guys don't care.
Right. And maybe Gerard was right. Maybe he was honest about burning cash and maybe he was honest about the soft team. And he just felt backlash that people were going after him for saying those things. But what have they done to show you they're not soft? I mean, you're in the locker room. Like, Jelani Tavai comes on Friday. And he's like angry that, you know, of course we take it personal. Well, it doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like you take it personal because you keep repeating the same mistakes. Like, and you're sitting there laughing?
Well, it's an effort thing, and that's why I said the effort thing. Because you can tell, you watch enough games, you'll start to see a guy's like, all right, you make the tackle. Somebody else make the tackle, so I don't have to put my nose in there. Versus guys that, like, no matter what their record is, they're 100 miles an hour, they're sticking their nose in there, they're playing till the final whistle. And that's why I said, as you start to see this team continue to go down, who are the guys that start to like check out, just be like, I want to just make it through the season without getting hurt, but I'm ready to get the hell out of here.
But take your Mayo scarf off for a minute if you can, because I know you have a hard time with that.
Yep.
Do you see any in-game adjustments that he makes, that coaching staff makes, that encourage you?
No. Okay. No, I haven't seen any, especially in yesterday's game.
Isn't that a problem?
I think it's not as big as a problem that you might take it.
I mean, you see Robinson is killing them on the pass rush. Absolutely killing them.
Right.
They don't
chip them.
They don't do anything.
They tried and they just straight whiffed.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're trying, but they don't do. They just. It's just kind of like the game flows along.
Why not double waddle?
Yes, at the end of it, it's like, all right, well, I guess we should have given this a try, and you know.
Can I just read this from what Courtney just alluded to from this Mark Daniels piece? Because this is enraging.
Yeah, that's I. Yeah.
Although not everyone was happy, the sounds of laughter filled the side of the room where the offensive players got dressed. What a pathetic thing. Like, you're getting paid millions of dollars to play football. The media's in there for a half hour. You can at least feign that you care.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be doing right. You know, when the media leaves, you can start doing the knock-knock jokes.
Yeah.
But, like, what a bad culture.
And we always say, like, oh, that flight back must have been a tough one. Yeah. No, it doesn't seem like it.
No, I don't think there's...
They're all done. They're all planning their vacations. Hey, babe, where do you want to go when the season's over?
Okay, but, Wiggy, you even if, you know, in that situation, in a different time, under a different regime, you would not have been... you would not be reacting that way.
No, because... If there was laughter or joking on the plane or something to that effect, you would have the coach come back there, the head coach come back there and cuss everybody the hell out and thinking like, uh-oh, could I be on the chopping block come Monday?
Right. But no, it wouldn't be the coach. Wouldn't it be Willie or Ty? Like, that's
Well, sometimes it would be the coach. Like, if it was like, if you're on the plane and you're kind of after a loss and you're joking around, like Willie or Teddy or those guys would have said something in the locker room. Say you're on the back of the plane and guys are playing cards and gambling and getting a little bit like.
After a blowout.
Yeah, after a blowout.
34-15.
You would have a coach come back there and the head coach come back there and just like rip into guys like, what the hell are you doing? So, and then some guys be nervous like, oh, shoot. Because can I possibly get cut?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that has happened before.
It is. It's of interest. We'll talk to Gerard Mayo about that reaction in the locker room and everything else coming up in about 15 minutes on a Patriots Monday. All day long, Drake May, who you just heard, you'll hear this afternoon on the afternoon show here at WEEI.